Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. With you, as always, is me. That's a terrible transition. My name is Adam. I work for Entertainment Earth, and we talk about the toy of the week. This week, our toy is real. It's a girl, and it's coming to you from Entertainment Earth if you order it. It's the Little Bub plush. If you are unfamiliar with the tiny cat from the tiny town of Bloomington, Indiana, the gag is basically a record producer guy got this cat. It has stubby little legs, no teeth, bone problems, big wide eyes, a long body, and it hosts a talk show that's not unlike Space Ghost Coast to Coast. I found out about it because someone said, hey, there's a video where Steve Albini talks to a cat. Steve Albini is a famous Chicago-based recording engineer who's recorded Nirvana, was in Big Black and Shellac, recorded the great Just Fred album from Fred Schneider of the B-52s, and thousands of other recordings, and he's talking to a cat. Well, talking to a cat, you know what I mean. It's fascinating, and it's cute, and I showed it to my loved ones, and they enjoyed it. And at Toy Fair, we saw they were doing Lil Bub toys. So now we carry Lil Bub plush toys, and you can get the big, life-size Lil Bub cat, which is basically a sort of a perma-kitten due to its genetic issues. It was a runt of the litter. And the plush toy from Cuddle Factory has big eyes, tongues coming out of its mouth, which is what you usually associate with a dog, but in this case, the cat has that. And it's adorable. It's about 10 inches long, 5 inches tall, so it's a little bit bigger than a kitten, but a little bit smaller than a cat. If you haven't seen Lil Bub's show on YouTube, do check it out. It's spelled L-I-L space B-U-B, and I would highly recommend grabbing the figure if you're figure. Plush toy. This is where my head's at. Everything's a plastic figure. It's like everyone used to call G.I. Joe a doll. I'll get over it. Don't fire me. Anyway, you can check this thing out. It's fluffy. It's cute. I got a sample of it. It looks like a cat. It looks like that cat. It's one of the more famous internet celebrity kittens now. So now instead of being internet famous porn stars, you have internet famous cats. It's much more family friendly. Possibly less clothing. But the little guy, girl, is she has white paws, a little sort of a white collar, and various shades of brown make up the rest of her. It's neat. It doesn't actually do much of anything, but it's, for me, just as a cultural observer and toy person, over the years you see toys of all kinds of things, based on various trends, storybooks, TV shows, movies, pop culture fixtures, politicians. It's fascinating to see, like, Grumpy Cat first take off, and now we have Lil Bub, so we have two fairly famous cats that are well-known enough to be worthy of a merchandising program, which is amazing, because when you see people emailing you about what's worthy of having an action figure or a toy all the time, this isn't what they were expecting or asking for. But it is fascinating, and I mean, I really hope that when someone writes the book about collectibles of this era, which hopefully someone will do, and it'll be nice and big and I can read it in the bathroom, this will be featured prominently. Because it is, it's not the kind of thing you're used to seeing. I mean, a lot of the internet fame characters have done their own merchandise, like Homestar Runner, the Cheat plush toy, and they did some PVC figures for that. But generally speaking, you don't see a lot of stuff out of bigger companies. But now there's like Gund is doing Boo, and there's a couple of companies had Grumpy Cat, and Cuddle Barn's got Lil Bub. And we're seeing a real interesting resurgence in this sort of sincerity, I want to say. You know, we had a lot of cynical people for years and years and years, and now people are getting excited about, it's a cat. There's nothing snarky about it. It's just like, it's a cat. It asks if you have a hot air balloon and if you've ever been to space. It doesn't ask if you're getting enough oxygen because that's Space Ghost. But it's still a neat piece. I guess I described the phenomenon more than the toy or just as much, but that's sort of how it works, a lot of these things. You don't always buy a toy because the toy itself is interesting. You buy the toy because what it represents is important. And Lil Bub is that. So we're expecting her to land on our planet in May. So get your pre-orders in right now. Check her out on our website. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.